Hello, hi, welcome to the session titled Different Approaches in Pedagogy in Teaching Data Science. Just a quick glossary, pedagogy in simple terms is just a method and practice of teaching, especially as an academic subject or a theoretical concept. Okay, so my name is Albert, but my research advisor before gave me the nickname Bash, since I am an active advocate of FLOSS, or free and libre open source software. Now, Bash, as some of you know, is one of the most used scripting language in our terminals. Currently, I am a data activist based in the Philippines, where I do consulting across various small-scale businesses and non-government organizations. As a data activist, I seek to use technology and let it serve the oppressed and the marginalized. Now, in line with my activism, I teach data science in a bootcamp company based in Southeast Asia called Esquelabs. Esquelabs was founded in Singapore in 2019, and it was launched out of the Antler Incubator Program. We are a team of dreamers and doers passionate about democratizing data skills as a means of social mobility across underrepresented communities in terms of technology and access to technology. Now, throughout our experience, we want to share the experiments that we did in the conduct of learning data skills online. The results are based from the past 5 cohorts that we led to start their career in data and computing. For context, the market that we catered in the past in Esquelabs are fresh college graduates, young and not so young professionals, or career shifters. So we try as best as we can to be inclusive, and accessible. Okay, so let's proceed with the presentation. Programming and data science are new things. Unlike conventional mathematics or even language, we don't yet have established neurological pathways for learning these things. And as such, learning programming and data science is a very much experimental domain. Most of the technology actually that we use in data science are just 2 years old. For example, some of the libraries in scikit-learn, PyTorch, and Keras, which are common tools that we use as a beginner in studying machine learning. Now, that's really amazing that the things that we use, the tools that we use, we are at the forefront of the fourth industrial revolution. We can now use the same technology that big corporations use, but now lay people can also appreciate and innovate from it. Now, in the boot camp that we have in Esquelabs, we expose the students to the state-of-the-art solutions to industry problems and even solving problems on social good and social impact. One reason behind this is that we observed that a lot of millennials and Gen Zs are actually woke and they care a lot about social issues. Now, before the pandemic happened, our classes were structured like this. We call this approach blended learning. So, a week of the students' learning is composed of alternating in-person and online classes. For us, before, in-person classes are really important because we believe in collaborative and collective learning. So, interaction among students and groupmates are at the center of our pedagogy. During every Saturday, as from the visualization that you're seeing, we cap it off with a 5-hour hackathon where we group the students and give them a prompt to solve and prepare a pitch. So part of our pedagogy is also to teach the students proper data communication and proper data translation. Our boot camps before lasts for 10 weeks, and like in universities, we follow the topic per week format. So in 1 week, we discuss introduction to programming the first week. For week two, we would be discussing data visualization, then proceed to core statistics and mathematics for data analytics, then fetching data from databases. For big data, we use Spark. For machine learning, we use scikit-learn package. And for graph theory and network analysis, we use NetworkX. At the end of the bootcamp classes, the students choose their own capstone topics to solve using their newfound skills. Other times, we provide problems from companies or NGOs that partner with us. Capstone topics are always in context to what is happening in the Philippines. We have various projects helping e-commerce companies since the trend now is people consuming through online means. We also have projects on understanding the political climate in the Philippines relating to discontent to COVID policies and prevention and intervention schemes. Also, we have capstones on understanding dynamics of protests and even mobility and dynamics of people interaction during the pandemic. Okay, so all is well, so we thought. But the pandemic happened. Now, suddenly, the foundation of physical collaboration is shattered. A lot of the things that we use in our teaching models needs to be changed to tailor